I'm joined on the phone by Greg Barnes, who is the campaign manager for the WikiLeaks Party in Australia. Greg, can you tell me what your thoughts are on hearing the news?
Well, I think what it shows is the absolute paranoia on the part of the Americans when it comes to whistleblowers, when it comes to people who are telling the truth about large-scale US surveillance of citizens, not only in the US, but also we now know in Europe, and we would be stunned if it weren't in Australia. And I think that what it also shows is the fact that so many countries within the US orbit are prepared to join in that paranoia at even when you have unconfirmed reports about Mr. Snowden.
I mean, of course, we don't know necessarily that it was due to White House involvement that the French and Portuguese denied access to airspace, but do you think it says anything more broadly about the way in which whistleblowers are understood around the world?
Well, I think what it shows is that whistleblowers face very dangerous times, that we are now seeing in relation to Bradley Manning, Julian Assange, Edward Snowden, people who've revealed the truth about the US and its allies and their involvement in the so-called war on terror, can expect to be hunted to within an inch of their life and potentially their life by the US and, of course, its allies. I think in relation to whether or not Washington had anything to do with this, one would be stunned that the US embassies and the State Department in the United States didn't have some contact with their French and Portuguese colleagues. But I think it also shows a great lack of respect to those countries which have another worldview, such as Bolivia, Ecuador, etc. Those countries which have an alternative worldview almost treated as the enemy, as we saw in this FASCL exercise today.
Okay, Greg, thanks very much for that.
Thanks, Oliver.